And without so much of a goodbye, this is the beginning of Theme Party tonight. The Man Band is my guest, right here in the studio to rock your ear vagina with their music penises. For American families. They'll be here later in the studio. They'll be performing several songs. In addition, they'll be submitting to the patented Theme Party drunken two-fisted interview. In the meantime, I encourage you to sit back and have a drink. And please, for the love of God, don't tell anybody about the horrible music that was playing earlier. I think it was the zombie corpse of Rob Thomas feasting off the liver of Tom Cruise. And on that note, this is Theme Party. It's Friday, September 22nd. Remember, whatever you do, don't be ashamed to be seen having fun loudly. Oh, and shouts to my peeps. Word. When we return, we'll discuss more interesting things. Like boobies.
A little
dick in your mouth.
Because I gotta like that.
Because I gotta like that.
Yeah.
Because I gotta like that.
Yeah.
Because I gotta like that. Because I gotta like that.
Like how?
Like that.
No problem.
Why?
Because I gotta like that. A baby bear beat and an African rap. A partner by my side, Sammy Beers on the cut. Your DJ chillin' show, but hey, so what? In my pocket, vine in my hand. I got it like that, but you still don't understand. It comes to me natural, it comes to me easy. I just lay back and let the big beat lead me. I never worked a day in my life. Single jungle brother, no kids, no wife. 100,000 bucks from one man, that's many. But back where I come from, they ain't worth the pity. You got a lot of talent, but you fail to see. And pay for yours, I got mine for free.
Play in the rain and don't get wet. Walk through the desert and don't even sweat. Play in the snow and don't get cold. I'm just a cool young brother who looks kinda old. Run around the world, school on the side. If I commit a crime and get caught, I slide. I got the ladies of town and money on the floor. There's not a thing in the world that I'm asking for.
Man,
yeah,
some kids be talking smacks.
No,
trying to see me falling off, man.
No, you know what we should do? We should curb these motherfuckers lyrically.
Don't call it a comeback, or a comeback and come on your back. And it won't feel nice when it's dripping down your ass crack. So how's that? The man band's taking over with a verbal flamethrower. I'm a grower and a shower, and your girl's my snow blower. Rider like a Range Rover, faster than slower, harder, faster than slower. I'm breaking you clowns down, I'm breaking you girls off. It's breaking it through like it's electric boogaloo.
Don't say you forgot, this ain't no sophomore slump. With a man band, bitches coming to make you bump. I produce, come and feel my juice, let loose as the beat grabs you like an empty noose. Is this really happening? Does a man band coach a soccer team? Cause we got the kind of rhymes that you just wanna kick. You can get with that or be down with this.
I'm Pac-Man, eating demons.
demons that are scheming on my power. Hell, that's how the vow, turn the ghost into chowder. The man bans back with a whole new set of tracks. I have you skanks in the alley to get him hand jobs for crack.
Hey, yo, dickless, to chew you up like a pack of chiclets. You think this fist gives a fuck about limp wrists? Leave you lipless and have your girl witness pleasure while we're giving you the business.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yo, fucking break it down on these motherfuckers.
We're doing this thing called rapping.
Yo, you got anything else to say?
Hardcore.
Think quick before you end up with my dick in your ear. Keep my name off your lips and my penis in your beard. We are good at rhyming words in rhythm to the beat. We practice a lot.
The war is ridiculous. Fit rhyme meticulous. Time change your things to get by design to blow your mind. So while you confused and abused, I got news for your crews. I've been a bathroom stall taking a girl from behind.
I just shit myself. Oh, fuck it. Woman shit drops on you. You love it. Smell the feces on LPs and EPs. So catch an ear disease from other MCs.
The war's got an ill flow. I'll take it anyone under the sun. Mano e mano. So shut your hole if the liquor's talking. Or leaking like Christopher Reeves while we're Christopher walking.
Oh, shit.
That was good. That was good.
How are you, Amy, were you feeling it?
That was about a 10, but I can go to 11.
You're ready to go to 11?
Yeah, well, hey.
You trying to say that we didn't sufficiently fuck these people in the ear yet?
Manowar, where are you going, Manowar?
I was gonna go
get back in this fucking booth right now, and you do another 60 more bars, okay?
All right, man. I mean,
just fucking do it.
Okay, I'll fucking do it just for you and for them.
Great.
I've got two melodies like Henry Mancini, and I got smooth moves to get your girl a her bikini. Took her for a spin in my new Lamborghini. Had a grant, my wishes like I dream of cheating. I'm not flossing like I'm wearing Sergio Tacchini. I'm just flossing to get food out of space.
Is that a teeny?
I'm raining on your braids, you can call me the Blue Meanie. I'll bust you in the face while sipping on Mancini.
When man's got the mic, you better make a break or fight, because this fella's got a hell of a lot of shit up in his mind. He's inclined to find a sponsor trying to test his rhymes. The way designs his lines makes your girl press rewind. Live butt naked, making out with a jewel case. Take it out, break it open, step inside your panty waist. Step with the pack of super snacks, so listen to this rap attack. So grab a pass and take a nap, the rest of y'all are way too whack.
So why's that?
I ejaculate these lyrics when you masturbate and hear us. Our appearance makes you furious.
So how's that?
We look good on tour, we got rhymes galore, we got more in store. So step back as I jetpack into the next track with a six pack strapped to my high hat. Fuck us, the fuck you first. That's believe this rhyme at the end of the verse.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, man, like,
thank you.
Sensation of love.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Word. Everyone speak into a microphone if you want to be heard.
Hello.
That's how we do it in America.
How is it?
Is this on?
Can you
no, they're all
currently?
On. This is professionalism right now. As you can tell, everyone's just going, hello, check, check.
Mic check.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's what we do at theme party every week. We basically have a test check session for the first hour, and the second hour is me on the air going, fuck! Damn it!
Well, we can cuss on the radio?
Yes, you can say the F word, the S word, the C word, the GD word. That's goddamn, by the way.
Goddamn.
Yeah, or Jeffrey.
I always call it the G-bomb.
That's all right. I'm just getting tired of people calling it bombs.
Yeah, bomb is a
like all the douchebags that I work with will be like, don't drop any F-bombs at work. And I'm like, okay, first of all, there's no such thing as a hydrogen bomb. And if there was, I would use it as a terrorist device at my job.
But really, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly my point. I'm going to tell you what we listened to, and then we're going to fucking start this show right. And the first song you heard, by the way, tonight, was a song from the soundtrack to Boulevard du Rumba, which is a French movie from 1972. And the only reason I even know this movie exists, it isn't because I'm some kind of amazing film expert, although I'd like to think I am. It's because 7L and Esoteric, who longtime listeners at Theme Party know that I worship like pagan idols, I actually do pray to their phallic images at night. I'm like, Esoteric, let me rap with you someday. Anyway, they sampled the song that I played for the last song on their first album. And the song's called Baitel Navale. It's probably pronounced, it's a French word, so it's probably actually pronounced Bana, because they have a lot of useless unspoken syllables in French. But the song's awesome, and after that I played Run DMC, Beats to the Rhyme, from Tougher Than Leather, the ill-advised soundtrack to their ill-advised movie. Came out in 1989. If anybody wants to see it, go rent it. It stars, and I believe directed by Rick Rubin, and it's a complete ripoff of the Blues Brothers. It's a horrible fucking movie. But the Beastie Boys are in it, and they play this great song called High Plains Drifter, or not High Plains Drifter. It's a sequel to the song High Plains Drifter, but I'll come to that later. After that, I played the Jungle Brothers because I got it like that. The opposite of myself. The Man Band come back. Man Band, of course, our guests tonight on Theme Party. That song was. That song was called Comeback, and I actually spelled it C-O-M-E, but on their MySpace profile, they spell it like in porn. And speaking of C-U-M, in Oklahoma, there's a chain of convenience stores called Come and Go, spelled K-U-M and Go.
Come and Go?
Come and Go, yeah. True story, I'm driving past one, and I look at it, and I start cackling, and my mom's like, and I'm with my mom, and I don't think she understands what I didn't think she understood what I was laughing at. She goes, that's spelled with a C. Yeah, so... For the rest of my life, every time I see that word, I you're not supposed to think mommy when you see the word come. So thanks, Mom. Thank you. You should speak into a microphone when you say that.
I said you don't need more neuroses.
Exactly. There's always room for a couple of neuroses. So the last song you heard was Jens Lekman, or Jens. Does he pronounce it Jens or Jens? I mean, what the fuck? He's Swedish. It should be Jens.
Yeah, let's go with Jens.
Yeah, exactly. So... Jens Lekman, I saw her at the anti-war demonstration, and it is theme party, September 22nd, 2006. I'm the eligible Ross Lincoln, hosting alone, but with a shitload of my friends who've all shown up, including the Man Band. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hello.
All right, Man Band.
Yeah.
I described you. Yes. I described you guys as an indie hip-hop outfit who, quote... drops doper rhymes than Charlie Parker, or who's doper than Charlie Parker on Payday and iller than tuberculosis. Is that a fair comparison? Is that a fair description of the Man Band?
I did have tuberculosis twice. And, yes.
So what's it like being a tuberculoid?
It's,
did you have a blood rag that you cough into?
I got beat a lot.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. See, the way you gotta handle it is like on that episode of Life Goes On, when, Chad Lowe, he played the AIDS character on Life Goes On, if you remember that show. And
very vaguely.
That's right. Well, he's hanging out with the main character, the actress's name. What is the name main actress on Life Goes On?
Kelly Martin.
Kelly Martin, right. So he's good friends with Kelly Martin, who's dating this douchebag jock dude. And the douchebag jock dude thinks AIDS character is hitting on his lady. But he doesn't know AIDS character is AIDS character, because he's kept it a secret. He's only told Kelly Martin. So anyway, jock douchebag boyfriend is about to beat the tar out of AIDS character played by Chad Lowe. And Kelly Martin goes, "What?
You're not helping your head, Craig, when you're talking about Life Goes On.
Dude, just get off my back for a second, because this is an important moment in theme party. And this is why. Just before Douchebag Jock throws a punch, he goes, "Don't! He has AIDS!" And no music. He just gets this look on his face like, "You slut." And then end credits. And from that point on, it was a nothing. You know, it was basically two plot lines for the rest of the show. It was either retarded kid moves out of the house and gets married to retarded lady. Quirky. Yes, it was a quirky or AIDS character. So anyway, were you the AIDS character at your school living with tuberculosis is my question.
No.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So describe.
I couldn't think anything funny. They're not all zingers.
That doesn't have to be. Look, I'm not trying to get zingers out of you. I'm trying to tell the truth here. Why are you fucking with me?
I brought you. Clean.
Yeah.
I never had tuberculosis.
God damn it. So what is a man band? Describe the man band to people who've never heard you. Or more to the point, what is a man band's mission? Why are you called the man band? I want to know the origin story.
Because we're not a boy band. We're the man band.
I see.
It actually started all over a pitcher of Pabst at a local Mellow Mushroom in Samantha, Georgia.
In Samantha?
Yeah.
That's actually good.
Man Lee, he was a homeless fellow. And he came up. Manly, he had this idea for this band. He started pitching it to me.
Right.
And he knew that I made beats. And it just came to fruition.
How long you guys been together?
Four years. We've been together for 4 years, and we're happy together.
Yeah, I noticed that. They're actually holding hands right now, for those of you who can't see.
He gave me a friendship bracelet the other day.
A lanyard?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, those are nice.
It's a slap bracelet. Pretty sweet.
That's pretty awesome. All right, so did you guys... first question I got to ask. People hear a name like the Man Band, they might be thinking you're a novelty act. I don't think you're a novelty act. Are you guys a comedy rat? Are you guys trying to be a musical comedy, or are you...
I always thought we were a novelty act.
No, I don't know.
I heard today that we were a gimmick act.
Who'd you hear that from?
From somebody I work with. Behind my back. Damon told me that he said somebody said these mustaches. You know, I don't have. He's in a band himself.
I can't believe that you work. I had no idea.
I thought
you just left the house for incremental periods of time. This is really confusing.
No, I'm rolling newspapers. Out in the backyard.
Are you the guy that delivers the LA Express to people's doorstops?
No.
Drops them off at the. Porn kiosk next to the bus stop.
I've never seen that one.
You've never seen the porn kiosk at the bus stop? It just sells the LA Express, which is like, I guess, your resource for ordering porn and prostitutes.
I'm joking, man. I love porn.
Oh, I was just saying.
I usually just see those strewn around the pavement nearby.
Strewn. Thank you for using the word strewn, by the way.
I was trying to work that in.
What's the first song you guys wrote? And I am going James Lipton on you right now, so forgive me.
What's the song called? I think it was called Manphylactics.
Yeah, Manphylactics.
It was terrible. There was no chorus or anything. It was basically the story of us getting tested.
Tested for what?
I mean,
various.
Tested for rhymes.
Tested for STDs.
Tested for STDs.
Manphylactics.
I don't know what to say to that.
It was kind of slow.
Don't say anything. It was
more or less just drums.
Right. So.
No rapping.
No, I understand. You just
there was no rapping. It was just a series.
You just grabbed a mic and went man, 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 and
I mostly just rubbed the mic on my forehead.
That's good actually.
That's really quirky of you.
Yeah, it's head on.
It's tight.
Right. So what's your mission? Why should people go see the Man Band in concert?
That's a good question. I don't really know why.
It's just we're trying to provide ear fucking.
Yeah, I noticed that. I brought my ear gyna with me tonight, just in case.
Really? We just want to have a good show. A lot of people go to shows. It's boring. You stand there with your arms crossed.
Yeah.
You got to have a little fun.
Yeah, the first time I saw you guys perform was at the Pig and Whistle about a month ago in beautiful Hollywood, California, and it was the most unexpected show ever. They got booked at a folk night. So it was like Lilith Fair with like 50% less lesbianism than you'd expect. And
a lot more seats too.
A lot more, yeah. It was weird, but you rocked it pretty successfully. People were very much into you.
Thanks, Ross.
You're welcome. Well, you don't have to thank me. Thank the guy.
Appreciate it.
That was a good show. Even my roommate Matt thought you guys were great.
Really?
And he is the president of Recordville, So when he says something's good.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah, so so more generic interview questions. What color is your left testicle in the morning right after you're done rapping? Do you wake up in the morning and rap or beat off first?
I guess it depends on the day, really.
Yeah.
I mean, how much action did I get the night before?
That's true. I understand. I'm usually a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, sort of alternating. I rap on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays and then beat off.
I ration out. I'm like, all right, I'm going to jerk off twice today. I'm going to take 4 days off.
Right. Well, you have to save it up just in case the human race dies out and you're the last man on Earth and you have to replenish the entire species.
Well, I like the big cum shot.
No, well, that goes without saying.
And I mean, that's what the jar is for.
That's evolution right there. You can't impregnate somebody unless you have a massive cum shot. It's and gross. It not only has to get up inside them, but all over the room as well. Look, this is not a joke. This is physics and the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's in Deuteronomy.
It's all over my Bible.
Exactly. Okay, so you guys have...
Why did you not read the Bible?
Your Bible pages are stuck together, right?
Yeah, sometimes I'm desperate, man. I'm in a hotel room by myself.
Well, you read the Song of Solomon. You know, there's a Gideon's Bible in the corner. I was actually... True story. When I was growing up, my dad has a salty tongue, if you will. And like to say many swear words. And so we'd be working out in the garage. And working out in the garage with my dad is basically like he's going to yell and swear a lot while I was growing up. And and if he said, come work out with me in the car, it meant I'm going to have to watch him yell for 2 hours. And he would say, Jesus Christ, as often as possible, just over and over again. And this is before my mom decided that we needed to get the Lord in our lives. So up until I was like 6 years old, we didn't even go to church. So around 6, 7 years old, my mom's like, I've got to get those kids into religion. She takes us to a church, and for the first time, we actually hear Jesus Christ in context. Now, we knew who Jesus was, but the term Jesus Christ had been uttered as an epithet for so long by Dad that the first time the minister said, and in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord, my sister and I were both, they swear at this church. Awesome. And to this day, I like to use the JC word as often as possible.
That's what I use as JC.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
J to the C.
JC.
All right, so one more generic interview question. Paps or Knots? Let's talk about that. Tell me about Paps or Knots.
We like Paps, Blue Ribbon, and we also like Outer Space.
Right.
And we just figured we'd combine the two.
Right on. By the way, who am I talking to? Your man.
Chrissy.
Your man, Lee.
Man, Lee.
That's right. Are you in character tonight, or are you going to be out of character?
I want to be drunk tonight.
Yeah, well, I facilitated that. Manly will be drunk. And, of course, Manowar, are you planning on getting drunk as well?
Yeah, of course.
Hell yeah.
When am I not?
How'd you settle on your names?
Well, I think Chris had it planned ahead of time for his.
Yeah, I had this cooking for a while.
Yeah.
This is like a 10-year-old idea. I knew my name was going to be Manly.
You guys...
Those that don't know...
Because it works on two levels. It's Manly.
Manly.
It was L-E-E, and it's also, I'm very manly as well.
No, that's true. And what's funny about that is when I heard manly for the first time, and it didn't occur to me that, my bag, by the way, or that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It didn't occur to me that manly was a pun, was a double pun.
Really?
Yeah, I heard manly, and I thought Bruce Lee. Okay, I get it.
See, yeah.
Yeah, and then I realized, oh, manly, yes, like Manlius, the Roman general. Which, if I were in the man band, that would be my name, by the way. Manlius.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Manlius was a Roman general who was allied with Septuravus, who was a Roman general who rebelled against the Romans right after the Spartacus uprising.
The Romans?
The Romans. Exactly. You guys have been doing this a lot longer than I have.
Yeah, it's my time.
I miss the Romans.
I really do.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we're good at. If this doesn't work out, Manly's got a good plan.
We got a good Thanksgiving dinner plan. It's just us going, man. Man turkey.
Yeah, that's true.
And
they actually...
Man twerp.
Are you guys going to buy tofu? Or tofu?
Manchurian.
Manchurian candidate.
Actually, Manchurian's good.
Mangelina Broly.
Mantonio Banderas.
That's good.
You can't even go Manteris. Nah, I guess that wouldn't work out.
Yeah, Mantonio Manteris.
Yeah, I said Mantonio Banderas, like man band.
Yeah. Right. You have a mandolier strap when you're in the...
Manthony Hopkins.
Yeah. That's actually really good, too.
We have a lot of members of the group.
Manthony Kiedis.
Yeah, but that's just
Henry Mancini.
Yeah, Henry Mancini. I got that one.
Chris, we got DJ Man Optimus. He's a
yeah.
He's
where awesome did Man Optimus come from? I'm the pun is lost on me.
It's that, I don't know. Man Optimus. I think he's a big fan of Transformers.
Yeah.
And D&D. I know he's a level 12 druid.
That's
what he.
He's got that. He's got that level. He's got that. I've got 4,000 hit points. Look
yeah,
on his
he's
face.
He's got a good armor class, I think.
It's hard to tell, like when you see. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, he's actually looking at the microphone. For those of you who actually can hear,
DJs,
I.
It takes DJ Man out of his head to download information into his brain.
Yeah,
it's true. He's actually uploading his hit
talk
points
patch
to the interwebs right now.
Talk patch. I didn't know DJs were supposed to talk.
No, DJs can talk.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Man Optimus?
We just woke him up off the couch.
Man Optimus, as the backbone of the Man Band, why don't you describe what you try to bring when you perform with them?
Well, you know, the Man Band, we come down to wherever we got to go to.
Right on.
And I try to make sure that everything goes nice. You know, people like the party. They like the music to be bumping. You know, you have to have a thorough DJ to do that. And it's nice to have, you know, the presence back there because it's boring when it's just, you know,
yeah,
not somebody back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, no scratch, it's fun.
Yeah.
I think. You know what I think we should do? I think you guys should perform a song.
No.
You're not ready for that?
We could do that.
I think you should.
You
could just, this could be ear foreplay. You don't actually have to fuck us in the ear. You could just, you know,
just
fondle
lube
our
it
ears a little
just
bit.
Lube the ear up.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just give you some Radiohead.
Yeah, this is ear dry humping.
I just made that up.
Yeah, that's okay. Radiohead,
two
I don't
hours
know.
Fucking asshole.
That actually was like. Oh, Radiohead, I got it.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
It's a famous band. And I'm also talking about cunnilingus.
No, no, it was. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were just referring to all English people as being, you know, people that are the embodiment of cunnilingus. So is ethnic slur against the British, is my point. You're a racist.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm proud of that.
Get the hell. All right, well, let's set you up. Let's do a song. Unless you don't feel like it, and then I'll just put some music on and you guys can focus your chi.
Let's
wrap this place.
Let's
fuck
this shit up.
Word. Hit this like Stanley Kowalski. That's what I want. Drop it like a brick on my ear toe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Man Band are about to perform for your amusement. Of course, you're listening to Theme Party on killradio.org. You can join our mailing list at themeparty@gmail.com or go to our MySpace account, which is myspace.com/themeparty radio. Also, go to the Man Band site, which is myspace.com/manband. I'd like to plug their show. They actually have a gig coming up on Monday night at Mr. T's Bowl. At what time, fellas?
Roughly at 10-ish.
10-ish.
Playing with excellent bands, Fangs on Fur and Chuba Cobra.
I was actually just, I got a text message. Somebody called me a dick squat. And also to give them a shout out, bitches. Actually, what? Said bitchels.
Yeah, you know
hell.
What is a bitchel?
Whoever just called Manly a dick squat.
Is that
if
a
you
bushel?
It was Dave Dishman.
Dave, I got a question for you, Dave. If you're online right now, Theme Party's AOL Instant Messenger ID is Theme Party Radio. If you want to explain to me what a dick squat is, I can't figure out why that's even an insult.
I want
to
know what a bitch is.
It's not even a dick squat.
It's like a
I don't even do dick squats. I do dick lunges. I think it's some sort of gym exercise.
Yeah.
I also do dick presses.
Yeah, well, you have to do dick presses. You have to work on your dick abs.
That's where I press my dick against. That's why I press my dick against an elevator glass.
That's
a glass elevator door, and I go all the way up.
Are
it's
your
a
pants
dick
down
press.
Or up?
Huh?
That's the real question.
Well, what, my testicles are out, and it makes for a very smooth texture.
Right.
It's gross.
All right, which track should
and
I?
And beautiful.
Which track am I moving
yeah,
the backing?
Just do number one.
Kind of like a.
All right.
Kind of like a train wreck in front of a rainbow.
Hey. All right.
Let's do a test real fast to make sure everything. Let me hang on 1 second.
I think we should stand up and rap.
Okay, give it a
no,
shot.
No, actually, I was thinking about.
All right, so I'm not getting anything from that. All right, give us 2 seconds while we figure out where the turntables are going to be plugged into. I've got a solution
Man
to
Lee,
this.
How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put some fantastic music on for you. When we return, we will, of course, have the Man Band performing.
See you soon, people.
You're not really going to see
me. We will return in a second. Try it out.
Check, check. I like that.
All right, so you're playing Push You Down.
I'll be rapping like this level. Check, check.
I rap up here somewhere.
I'll rap in like this. That's the way I rap.
All right, I'm going to do this now. Are you ready?
Yeah, fine.
Dude.
Yeah. There are people here. Would you guys just say hello?
Put your hands in there or something.
Wow.
I will.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at a manly's girlfriend, but I'm not through with you. Got a slew of things I'm about to do to you. First things first, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I got a permit for these guns concealed by my sleeves and my arms. And the deadly weapons when the train at your teeth. Get it, I'm a grapple, snapping next to my python. Striking their will, my iron fist, get the fight on.
I'll push you down, make you get all
types of grass stains. With top bleach again.
Don't complain, Rick, kick you swear in the main vein. So watch your back, because the man band's on a rampage. The answer's on my seat, you
swear in a chair, tie you there.
So you a slot on me, ripping off your girl's underwear with my teeth. Slapping a dairy heaven on my knee. Didn't know she was such a hoe, was such a freak.
Fellas, understand the fact that we will have to push you back.
So cut the action, so them whacker got the hot shit that you lack.
You're on the track
to get attacked,
so cut the crap,
or you'll get smacked.
Motherfuckers, watch your back, cause we are the man. Ban, I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at manly's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at man of war's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at manly's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up and push you down again. That's what you get for looking at man of war's girlfriend. I'll push you down, pull you up and break your kneecaps. Watch it collapse from a well-placed can of pass. My drunken man's a low
technique is mean.
I'm unstoppable, improbable,
a drunken fighting machine.
So I might teach you a thing or two about my kung fu. And
yes,
don't get in my way when I'm going to see my
sensei.
I got my past blue belt and ass kicking. So you best swallow your pride and start the ass kissing.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at manly's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up and push you down again. What you get for looking at man of war's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. That's what you get for looking at manly's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up and push you down again. That's what you get for looking at man of war's girlfriend.
I'll push you down, pull you up, push you down again. Poke you in the eyes with my five-finger crane technique. My new fighting style is unstoppable.
What is it?
Half man, half past, half animal, Ted Koppel with my flying guillotine. Ninja drunken kung fu stance. These hands are deadly weapons when they grasp them. The paps can have a heart attack. Is a puncture, your pressure point. Leave you like a eunuch when the music hits your groin. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles to test our techniques. We don't think you've got the testicles. We'll push you down. That's the end of that song, people. Radio.
Yay.
Radio. Radio Land.
Hooray. All right, we'll be back in just a second with more fantastic amazingness. And in the meantime, enjoy Brand Nubian. Actually, here we go.
A chic photographer. She's a bad influence and made me pose for her. But is on film.
A bright smile.
Boy is on film.
A coy pat.
Boy is on film.
Eyeliner.
Boy is on film.
From the Sudan, plus I never ran, I'm from Africa. The existential reason. There I grew and I formed the legion of a force. See me ride on a jet black horse at any cost. Brand Nubians to rise up and be the boss. So it all fairness of your black and show awareness. You can rally round the flag. Stand tall or don't stand at all. You with the three and the three won't stack to the floor. Cause that's a picture that I'm painting I can draw. See me work 9 to 5 on my easel. My physical is strong and my mind is cock diesel. Brand new re and function in conjunction with the three.
Brand new.
Can use up the knowledge that we already had. Grand Poo, here to send the mind into a frenzy. I bet I swing something this summer for the Benzie. Seep into the mind and brain to activate the pelvis. Keeping the blind dumb, deaf, and blind is Elvis. Mean and old, so behold.
The black, the beautiful, the bold.
Now this fool should have tried harder. A wisdom to me is someone like Asada. I like to say peace to Bambada, Tasha Kuma, Ahmed, and Kenyatta. Brothers that'll fight for the cause. And they live in the boundaries of the righteous laws. To be exact, dominant means black. But some have a hard time trying to swallow that. Now we have some that are fake. Wearing blue eyes and green eyes. Come on, give me a break. Brand Nubian here to wake up. Take off the makeup, cause all they do is cake up. Just be real, that's how I feel. Brand Nubian.
Inhabitant of Nubia.
Nubian. A member one of the group of African tribes that formed a powerful empire between Egypt and Ethiopia from the 6th to 14th century.
Nubian.
Any of several languages spoken in the central and northern Sudan, and that's why we call ourselves
Brand Nubian.
As the midnight oil burns, our minds turn. Make a mistake and be fake and you will burn. We're here to teach, so you might as well learn that the three has the knowledge for what you learn.
Brand Nubian.
Shot from a 12 gauge. There's no respect for the rules of engagement. Producers know nothing of arrangement. MCs with 5-figure deals and never got up on a stage yet. Knowing that they styles haven't properly aged yet. Consider these casualties in the war between art and industry. Fought in the streets so nobody sells out in vain. It just makes us work harder on these dope rhymes and beats. No one either side ever admits defeat and screams treason at the very first sign of retreat. It's like a never-ending struggle in this box of chocolates to show that even though you got flavor, ain't nothing sweet.
No, no, you do not know. No. Once again, no, no, you do not know. No. Once again,
89 was the time that I started catching wreck. I had my hair in steps with a fresh pair of sweats. There were rules to abide by. You couldn't slide by rapping in tie-dye, claiming that you sci-fi. Nowadays, people clap even if you're whack. No wonder everybody wants to rap. These underground cats think they're down, they don't know a damn thing. These rock dudes trying to rap cause they can't sing. You don't shoot a gun before learning how to use it. You don't shoot your mouth off before learning the music. I stay fly, the rules still apply.
Let me tell you the reasons
told y'all, here they come now.
Now let me hear my man.
First, giving honor to God, the head of my life. Blessed all the peace bookmakers, the freight burners, the paint huffers, the old school jungle green users, the stock cap rockers, the SP truncators. Be so hot, use a tongue, not my tongue, it speaks in purity. Fuck Derry, pussing blood like Kerry, they're all gonna laugh at you. I know why Donnie did a swan dive off the Essex. You claim inspiration, but you still can't play shit. Talk about you working on a symphony and can't even play the timpani. Walls of asbestos, filled with the best dust. Power station of the connection, the Wizard of Oz. Mix mass enough weight, DJ Pound Cake, the Brick Mason, Prime Minister VC Bird. L, now what is my harmonica? Come late like Hanukkah. Johnny come late, late, sometimes still crave steak. Batman go bang, bang, stag like Hoover. More pickups than Hoover, more rud than Zuba. The funky dope maneuver, my feel is holy. Luduva, Shook and Judah, who the fuck wanna test me? Captain Kenny Clark Gillespie, hold the best beat. We gon' throw some hands in this section. It's like that count bass, 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 bass.
Are unused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two.
cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you for taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Ten brothers in a circle had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little Shorty with the 3-8, yo, he was inching. Closer and closer put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scared, so he panicked. Took off his link and his rings and ran frantic. But Shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rap. Grows bigger, now he's known for his trigger finger. Rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, macking jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. And Shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause a kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, Shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan has been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
Sound in the space. Space in sound. Sound in space. Space in sound.
And that was a whole bunch of music. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. All right, we're back at his theme party.
Yeah.
And, I want to thank the Man Band for performing a couple of minutes ago.
Thanks.
Hey, no, thank you. Seriously.
No problem, man.
Skanks for the memories.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I want to do something real fast. I want to tell people what we just listened to before we go any further. Now, the Man Band, of course, performed much earlier in the show. And the song they performed was called Push You Down, which is, of course, one of the songs that you can hear on your MySpace profile. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man space.
That's right. Hey, speaking of the mic real fast, I'm going to test it out.
Hello. I think it might be
check,
a cable.
Check.
It's a cable problem. I'll let you use this one when it's time. All right. Well, anyway, what we heard was after the Man Band performed, the last song you heard was Gangstar, Just to Get a Rep, and before that, Giorgio Moroder, Utopia. Before that, 7L and Esoteric with The Rules of Engagement. Before that, Brand Nubian, the song Brand Nubian. Before that, Freeze Pop, That Boy Is All About Fun, and the Man Band, of course. And we are now back, and the Man Band is going to play for us a couple of minutes, but first I want to ask them some questions, and this is an important question.
Fire away.
Yeah, you're called the Man Band. So how does the Man Band feel about women?
Good.
The Woman Band.
I'm going to speak for myself. I think women encompass like the best and worst things that are in the world.
Explain.
Well, they can make you feel really good and then really bad too.
That's true.
Wow. It's pretty profound.
I once caught menstruation from a girl and
oh god.
Yeah, she made me man straight. No. That's not true at all.
How would that work?
How often go ahead.
I was just saying, I've avoided the good and the bad by just shedding all feelings that I have.
That's true.
Turning myself into a robot.
Yeah, you're like
a sex robot.
Like yeah. a sexy robot
sent from the future.
You're like the cross a cross between the Terminator and the Borg, but with a you know a fully functional
with
anatomy.
A twist.
Very, very.
Yeah, exactly.
With a twist.
What's the twist?
His cock.
Why is your cock in a twist?
Because it's
mean, that's painful. I don't care if you're a cyborg or what.
I've seen some dildos that feel pretty good.
Dildos are.
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Childos? Have you seen childos like that?
I wear childos.
For those of you who don't know, a childo is a dildo on the end of your chin.
Yes, we invented that phrase. We're copywriting it.
It's not only that, though. I also put on my elbows and my shoulders.
Right.
I can please up to 8 women.
I've seen you do 12. Don't be shy.
I think you could.
That's because I use my knees.
Look, I got to be honest. I know you're agile, but no one's that agile. You could mildly amuse up to 8 women. But you're only going to be pleasing.
The audience can't see us, but. It kind of looks like this, like a funky chicken, but I'm
yeah. But you're only going to be able to really sort of lightly amuse maybe
on,
five
like
of
that.
Them.
I've got it on an 8mm film. Chicken. If anybody wants to see it,
yeah,
8mm. It was a snuff film.
Yeah, I was like 8mm. Was it? Were you trying to get actual scale? Oh, yeah. That
I
was,
don't get it.
Yeah,
it's because we don't use the metric system in America.
Right.
Oh shit.
Speaking of not getting it, how often does the man band have to do it in order to survive?
Wow. I'm a sex camel. So I mean I haven't done it in years.
Yeah.
But one day I just banged my heart out.
Yeah, I noticed the hump on your back.
And it's lasted me like over
it was
4 years.
It's so, a 64-hour sex rampage. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so is it like you had blue balls and then they just sort of like grew and grew until you moved it to your back and that's when you store up
like
all your.
It's like Hulk. It's like don't make me angry. And then I just bang and bang.
Yeah. That's good. What about Manowar? How often does Manowar have to, you know, do it in order to survive?
3 to 5 times an hour. Depending on the wind.
Yeah, that's true. But you were actually doing it during the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would explain.
Well, what he does it like a golfer. He picks a pube out and he throws it out. And if it heads west, then you know you're in for
the
a
stroke,
bad night.
The stroke is completely
slash
different.
Good night.
Yeah.
The stroke is.
You have to calculate for the wind. You have to calculate for the seismic, quick character of the local
Stay
terrain.
On the green.
Sometimes you don't need a driver. Sometimes it's a 3-wood.
No, absolutely.
Isn't that a driver? No, maybe not.
I don't play golf.
I play miniature golf. Yeah. All I need is a putter, if you know what I'm saying. And
is what you're saying is that. Do you like little children?
No, yeah. What I'm saying is that I compare women to windmills and plastic dinosaurs.
Fair enough.
I take my putter out and I
dinosaurs
play with my little golden and blue balls, knock them about. Yeah, it's
golden and blue balls.
Yeah.
It's like golden tea, though.
It's not pink.
Yeah, exactly. One's pink, one's gold, one's blue. I have 4 balls, actually.
That'd be a good flag.
Yeah.
Cut out like a cock. I'd run away from that pirate ship.
Yar. Actually, that would be a cool pirate flag.
Yeah. Slash like gayest.
West Hollywood Pirates.
That's true.
Gay.
Yeah.
Gay is good. I don't care. Don't judge. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Gay if you're drunk.
That's very true.
That's true.
A lot of things don't count when you're drunk.
Yeah. Marriage.
Like that time I made out with my cousin.
So how was he, she?
You were sober when that happened.
I was sober.
Yeah.
I was also
Wait, dude, sober. Is Manowar your cousin? Is that who you're talking about?
Big time. Cousins in rhyme.
That's right. So is that the cousin you were making out with?
That's a good rhyme there.
Huh?
That's a good rhyme. Good job.
Yeah, you should
big
do
Big time with a rhyme. I didn't
big
see
time. Cousins in rhyme.
I didn't even see that.
We're writing that down.
We're recording it. You guys can actually just sample yourselves later.
I don't understand all this internet stuff.
This is going in the archives.
The internets are weird to me.
No, you sample yourselves later. You could actually just take snippets of the recording tonight and make a new song out of it.
I take snippets.
Yeah. Whippets? I don't know, snippets?
Whippets.
Snippets.
This internet is confusing.
Yeah, well.
I just got a fax machine. It's pretty cool. You can send pictures.
But you just get a pager and a car phone as well?
It's through the phone.
Boner mix 99. I don't even know why I said that. Oh, I know why. Because I said boner snippets. Jam. I was thinking about snippets of porn.
Man.
It's boner jams.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
It's boner jams. That's what it is. I think it should be called boner snippets.
Yeah.
Like right before, like wow, this is awesome. And then just like snippet.
Right. No, it should be nothing but delayed gratification over and over and over again, like just before the cum shot.
Yeah, that's why actually, like in my porn, when I make my boner jams, I actually cut it in between shots of Full House.
You need a little break.
John Stamos,
Uncle
right?
Jesse.
Yeah.
And then when Uncle Jesse comes out, then I come. It's like, why did I do that?
Uncle Jesse was happy. You know, I cut it with AFB.
AFB?
Man.
America's Plenty of Some Videos.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to ask you guys to play another song for me.
We could do that.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I'm having so much fun talking.
I know. We'll come back and do some more talking, but I just, you know, we only got a limited amount of time before the end of the world. He is coming soon.
I'm ready.
The rapture could occur tonight.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So
the
what?
Rapture? Are you playing the rapture?
Yeah. No, we're not playing the rapture. But what we are going to do is we're going to set you guys up to
not
perform.
Not the actual thing where we all die.
We're going to do what we talked about a second ago, which is switch microphones. Manowar, I need you to come over here and hang out near where I am. You'll have to excuse me. I'm going to kneel. And no one's going to make any homoerotic jokes because it's too obvious. Right on.
Fantastic.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what song are you guys going to play?
It's called Ty Elvis.
Hang on 1 second. There we go. Ty Elvis, which track are we playing, by the way? Number three. Hello. Give me 1 second here. Yeah. All right, everybody. If you please hold your applause and conversation till the end of the performance, the man band is back. I'm passing the mic to you, Manowar.
We can.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nice
checking.
To meet you,
checking.
And we are ready to rap. We're gonna rap a little song for you.
It's about are we live? Are we hot?
Restaurant.
Check.
Why are
you looking at your audience? We're hot. I mean, like we're on air.
Oh yeah, we're totally live, beaming into
checking.
Internet facility.
This song's about Palm's Thai.
It's a good restaurant right down the street. They have good food and a good man.
He sings Elvis songs.
You
is
get
that
food.
A good level? I'm rapping like this one. I'm rapping like this.
Why are you rapping like that? It's kind of crazy. It's a crazy sound.
I think the general level.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going.
Go.
Yeah! All right, if you haven't been to Palm's Thai, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. You should go. They're paying us in free drinks. I don't know. They give you a Coke or something.
Is anyone even a Palm's Thai? Are we?
There we go.
Those are
right,
women.
Yeah. I'm talking right down the street. We'll grab a bite to eat. I'm craving jailhouse rock and my choice of meat.
And I'm all shook up. I'll take a singer with a mug while I watch Asian Elvis sing a hunk of burning love.
So chick takes my order, food's out in a hurry. So fast, in fact, that it's kind of got me worried.
Secret Asian waitress takes your order in an earpiece. Turn and burn your table before you even take a
got
seat.
Got the music and the grub and it's even nice and cheap. I chop on my Penang while I rock to the beat.
Deep fried catfish, curry paste soup, yum, sukiyaki stir fry, steam crab, dim sum.
Sweet and sour fried rice, baby corn pad thai, time call, rad naw, chow mein, pan fry.
Fish ball, sway shoe, chili sauce, hot spell, teddy bear, spicy shrimp, heartbreak, hotel.
Yo, man, Lee, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
We'll let these heads know what we got, that green curry.
Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. Whoa, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
Well, we'll get all that and some fried tofu. Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. When I drop a Palm's Thai, bone dry and hungry. And I want a lot of grub for not a lot of money.
It's like $8. And now I got lunch for later when I'm hungover drunk, being a couch potato.
Walking like I own the place.
Elvis even knows my face.
We don't got no time to waste.
Come on, waitress, bring my plate.
It's an Asian Graceland when the food is Japan. It's like Memphis, Tennessee, mixed with Thailand.
And we're the man band.
My name is Manowar. I want sweet basil and tomato. Number 54.
I take a 57. My name is Manly. That's crispy pork with Chinese broccoli.
Wontons, hot dog in the ghetto, bean sprouts, dry chili, green curry, stuck on Yuki.
Talking sweet and sour, baby corn, side bun, bok choy, sunglass, jumpsuit, rhinestone, cowboy.
Manly, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
Well, that's these heads know, but we got that green curry.
Ta, Elvis, ta. Elvis, tie, Elvis, tie, Elvis, what, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
Well, we'll get all that and some fried tofu. Tie, Elvis, tie, Elvis, tie, Elvis, tie, Elvis.
Now DJ Man Optimus is gonna cut the fuck out of this track.
Well, thank you.
Right. Kind of a big deal. That song's done. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we want to hop on to the next song.
What are we doing?
What's the next one? I think it's Keep It Rockin'.
Oh. Yeah. He's humming.
But DJ Mouse is apparently humming the song. He's going to hum the entire song.
All right, fine. We'll do the next song then.
That's DJ Man Optimus is getting a new sample
going.
Sound.
All right, you ready?
Everyone should memorize it.
Code words. And you know I keep a rockin' TikTok and poppin' lockin'. Keep the beat in your pocket and a locker when we drop it. It's the man bit mopping up the music when we cop it. Step the fuck back, we got an age-old topic.
Man of war comes to rockin' and preaches like a prophet. Bust our sockets and jets, let's face these rockets and stop it. You can't hang, step off the cock. The man band got your hips ready to rock.
It's a little bit of syncopated rhythm for you little shits. Annotate the meaning of this verse for this stupid bitch. Metameters, parameters are all iambic. So listen very closely as we drop this-ish.
Lock and load that raw rap and rewind that beat back.
Beat back.
Can I get a soul clap?
Yes.
Rock and roll that fat sack one more time. It's man band.
Hey,
can we get an ass?
Man Lee keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man of war keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man band keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking. We're here to rock you. Man Lee keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man of war keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man band keeps it rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
We're here to rock you.
Spit shit out your ears. So shut up and listen.
Feel the heat like it's straight out the kitchen.
We got lines and hooks, so I guess we're fishing.
I'm a man and I'm on a mission.
For a missing, a missionary position.
Missionary like a good little Christian.
That position was good, so I guess we're switching.
Switch hitting a sexy little vixen.
What's up, ladies? Listen to this.
Drank too much crap, so I gotta take a piss.
Close your eyes and open your lips.
I'll be on Kelly and you can be my bitch.
Understand the fact that we're coming back with a rack of pop, baby.
This ass crack. So come back to the dance floor if you want more. While we rock you, sock you, hip you, and hop you.
Man Lee keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man of war keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man Band keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking. Yeah.
We're here to rock
you. Man Lee keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking.
Man of war keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking. Man
Band keeps a rocking, you know we keep it rocking. We're here to rock you. Now for the scratch stylings of Man Optimus.
He's here to rock you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That song's done.
That's pretty, right.
That was pretty right. There's ladies here.
Yeah, that.
Ankle women.
That was, yeah. See, Mom. See.
You proved her wrong.
I told you. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Ross. If I can say something real quick.
Yeah, say it, dude. Drop it.
I'm sorry. The ladies out there that weren't able to show up, they wanted to know what they should do with their panties after we got done with our songs. I said, throw it up on our virtual stage, on our MySpace page. Take a picture of your panties. And post a comment on it. No. And you will receive the man love. Kind of. We'll comment back and say thanks for the picture of panties.
I highly recommend that.
It's just the kind of guys we are.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and play some music. You guys have something you want to put on?
No, I forgot the CD.
That's fine. I'll select something that maybe you'll like. A song. I'll find something awesome for you. Actually, I know what I'm going to play. I'm just really talking to hear myself speak because that's the kind of person I am. I am going to play a song by a one-hit wonder from circa 1967.
What's up, Dane Macbeth?
Word.
David Jones in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello. I got people in Seattle, too. Hello.
Yes, exactly what we're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, we will return in just a matter of minutes. Theme party. Thank you to the Man Band.
Golden lights displaying your name. Golden lights, a whole lot of fame. Oh my darling, why did you change? Boy in a million, idol, big star. I didn't tell you how great you are. I didn't grovel and scream and rip your brand new jacket at the seam.
like it hot. Well, so do I. If I don't get some, I'll surely die. Yes, we like it hot. From the corner shop, you're open on Sundays, Raja Bros Mondays, Tango on Tuesdays, Pops on Wednesday, half day Thursday, then it's Friday. I can't wait to have something hot and spicy. We're curry crazy. Curry crazy. Casual. Lucky. You see, we're just two girls.
And that was just a whole lot of fucking music that I enjoy. I think all of us did. We're back. It's theme party. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to the show you're listening to. And now I'm going to play a song that I like to call Retelling You What You Just Heard. And the last song you listened to was by a group called Bad Dream Fancy Dress. The song was called Curry Crazy. Before that, I played a song by a group called FSK. I think Manowar is the one that... Do you know the title of that song? Yeah, the group is called FSK, and the song has a German title.
Das war's der Ben, something.
Yeah, it's a Du bist Klasse, I think. Yeah, it's Wort zu deiner Mutter, which is German. Yeah, German for word to your mother. Or ist deine Tochter Achtzehn, which of course is German for is your daughter 18.
Yeah, ist das Volkswagen.
Which is an important question.
Yes, it is a Volkswagen.
Yeah. Before that, we heard DMX Crew, Good Old Days, and we came into Good Old Days after we played the Man Band, who rocked my balls, and I think everyone else's balls in here. We're back. Hooray! We've got a half an hour of theme party left to go, and I think what I'd like to do is start with some plugs. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Kid Moxie, good friends of the show. In fact, one of the members of Theme Party is a member of Kid Moxie, and they're playing at the Homo Hop, which is a West Hollywood thing on Monday night. I think they're going on at like 9 o'clock. But also on Monday night, if the Man Band wish to plug their own show, oh, they're going at 12:30 on Monday night. So before you go to Kid Moxie, you should head over to Mr. T's Bowl. I think the Man Band could plug their own show for us. Man Band, what's up on Monday night?
We're playing with Fangs on Fur and Chupa Cobra. It's their last night of the residency. Yeah.
Chupa Cobra.
It's kind of a big deal.
They're two very excellent bands.
We made something. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We have more beer in the house. Beautiful.
Damn.
Oh, so
and yes.
Right on.
But yeah, we're playing there, and we should be starting at 9:30.
What's the next show you got going on after that?
No show after that.
Okay.
Book us on MySpace.
Yes, if you want the Man Band to perform for you.
We'll also come live with you.
You know, odd story. after I saw you guys at the Pig and Whistle, we went back to your apartment to hang out. And it turns out that you live in my friend Osmani's old place.
No.
Which is very weird. Osmani is his name.
I have talked to him about it.
It's true.
I remember that conversation.
It was slightly more gangster when he was there.
No.
But it's still pretty gangster now.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, actually, that neighborhood was a lot rougher, I remember, when he lived there.
Aren't you guys doing something Blue Bongo or something?
I myself am not, but what are you talking about? What are your friends?
Isn't that what it's called, Pepe's Blue Bongo or something? With, it was supposed to be the lineup of the century. Yeah, Blue Bongo.
No, I'm not involved with that. I wish I was, I'm sure.
No, he said he was trying to set it up before.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right, we'll talk about that later. And, yes, there is something coming up. I can't announce it until the details are firm, but the Man Band will be part of it.
Really?
Excellent. Yeah, thanks, I am putting a show together, but I don't want to say anything until the details are absolutely official. And the biggest problem I'm having is one of the bands I want to book is underage. And the venue I wanted to do it at refuses to let them perform.
Really?
Yeah, they're dicks that way.
How old are they?
One of them's 19.
I'll make him a fake ID.
Yeah, I know. We need to get that. So, Man Band, how are you feeling?
I'm glad to be here.
I like to open the floor up to the rest of the room.
Yeah, let's do that.
We got a whole room full of ladies, and not a single one of them got to ask the Man Band a question.
Is this on?
We'll do this town.
Try flipping it on. There should be an on button on that microphone.
We'll do this town square style. You in the Adidas shirt.
Right on.
Word, man, Lee. I'm Lady T. And that was Heather. And that was Amy.
Yeah.
And I'm DJ Fun Employed, formerly known as DJ from Roseanne.
Yeah, DJ Fun Employed at least recently became Fun Employed as a result of downsizing.
DJ in Austin, he's not a lady, but he's a bit of a poof.
Oh, so good to have you all here.
Come on, you guys.
So, ladies, ask a question of the Man Band. This is your chance to find out what the other half of the human species really thinks.
What's your shoe size?
It's like 22 in Europe.
Yeah, do you want European?
Yeah.
You want European or American?
I'm like 13 in European. Bring it.
Whatever's bigger.
Women's shoe sizes.
Yeah, in women's shoes, I'm like a 37.
Yeah.
And a half.
I'm an 11.
0.75 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. All I wear are these hospital shoes they gave me.
I don't wear shoes. I don't believe in them.
Yeah, what do you wear instead? Do you, like, grow a shell around your feet in the shape of a shoe?
That's a lot of calluses.
Yeah, I noticed that your calluses.
No shell foot.
I wish that I could grow calluses in the shape of a shell toe
Adidas. And then he stares down at his foot and goes, fuck this mutant power.
It hurts.
It hurts when it goes
It burns my soul. It's a lot like Inspector Gadget without brain.
Man Optimus wants to tell everybody.
Yeah, Man Optimus, why don't you say something? No, that mic works. Just speak up.
I don't buy shoes. My stylist does.
You don't buy shoes? Your stylist what?
My stylist buys my shoes for me.
You have a stylist? How do you have a stylist? Is your day job like Hollywood celebrity?
He makes the music for famous games.
Oh yeah, he's making a new theme. Oh, I can't say it. It's kind of under wraps, but he's making a new theme song for a certain title, video game title that everybody knows and loves. It's about zombies. Is that too much?
Wow, I think you're obviously talking about the Mario series, yeah. Right? Mario, yeah. Super Mario World, right?
If they wanted to sing it too, it would have been funny.
We can't sing it.
Yeah, you gotta.
We gotta keep on DL because we're actually gonna be. We're actually gonna be in a video game.
Don't worry, we have a rule that we don't discuss my job on the air either for less awesome reasons. My job isn't nearly as interesting as yours, but I understand why you have to keep it under wraps until it's official.
No, I was disguising it though. It's actually not even a video game. It's a
porn soundtrack.
It's a small flick. It's a movie, independent film.
Right.
It's not about zombies. It's about.
Is it a romantic comedy?
About giants.
Giants doing what?
Was that a good cover-up?
Zombies.
I don't think it was.
All right, so a milestone. A milestone in the career of every band on Earth is to eventually get a movie vehicle that showcases not only your music, but also your amazing acting abilities. What is the Man Band movie going to be?
Thank you for asking that question.
First of all.
It would have to be like a short snuff film, I think.
Mostly because we don't have any sort of patience.
Right. Well, you know, the editing room, you could just do like one, you could do like one filming session a month.
Yeah, it'll be classy. It'll be like the Citizen Kane of snuff movies. It'll be like, what happened? Did she die?
Right.
I don't know. Rosebud.
Yeah, and then we end on Rosebud, which is on her clitoris.
Yeah.
It's gross! Mom.
I actually emailed this to your mom, the link. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Let's keep it Town Square style. Next question. Life isn't lived in the sidelines.
That's true.
I read that from Invincible.
Yeah, you know what?
Starring Marky Mark. That's.
You know how that's when you're a peaceful warrior, you have to take it to the limit.
I guess there's no questions then.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, man, band, why are you so fucking cool?
Yeah, why are you so fucking cool?
Easy.
So I want to talk about the song that you guys.
That's a bit of a weighted question.
I want to ask you a question before we.
I was beaten as a child.
Huh? Why would you have to bring that up in the show, man? You don't talk about that.
It always comes back to that.
Yeah,
I tricked them into coming in here because I told them
it was
group
therapy.
Thank you for
her. You know what? I wasn't beaten as a child. Do you ever think I wanted to be beaten? Why do you got to rub that in my face?
Is this an intervention?
Yes, it's an intervention. You're not doing enough drugs. And we're concerned about that.
I really brought y'all here for a special thing. I just wanted to tell you about something that's changed my life. It's a Scientology.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent religion. It's not really a religion so much as a set of tools.
Fucking serious, don't laugh at him. Go, Tony. Finish your thing, because it works.
It's obvious you guys aren't interested. I'll just...
Look at me now. Look at this t-shirt I wear. I wouldn't wear this t-shirt if I was in Scientology. I think I look cool.
I noticed...
You'd be in a white smock, trimming hedges.
That's true. You guys be walking down that like weird L. Ron Hubbard Boulevard right off Sunset, where it goes from being Los Angeles to turning into Mayberry. It's very strange. Mayberry with brownstones, but Mayberry nonetheless. It's very wholesome.
Scientologists don't tip very well.
No, they
really?
Don't.
They're anti-tipping. They're like Europeans.
I did not know. Yeah, I actually did. They don't really have tip wages in Europe, do they? Not really.
We're totally ostracizing our Scientology fan base.
That's true.
We should stop.
You know what? We believe that all religions are equally insane on theme party, so it's okay. We'll dis up next. Let's take out the Wiccans. We've already taken out Christianity on previous shows. Islam, Buddhism, the belief in the great... vacuum cleaner in the sky. That's my personal church, actually.
What is that?
Well, the end of the world will come when they change the bag of the universe. And the contents of the bag, which is the universe, all the stuff in the bag is the universe. The bag itself is God. And when God, or God owns the vacuum cleaner, is the way it works. When God decides that he's going to destroy the universe, he's going to change the bag. And we will all be thrown in the dustbin of the afterlife. And then he'll put a new bag and create a new universe from his vacuuming.
I'll be in the bathroom in the fetal position.
I'm telling you. You guys are really mocking the coming of the great vacuum cleaner.
I wasn't laughing, Ross.
Look, all I'm saying is you have to prepare your soul. You have to resist the temptation of the evil steam cleaner. Otherwise, you'll go straight to the garbage pail of sin. Don't do it, is all I'm saying.
I don't get it. What's the afterlife like?
Well, the afterlife is basically your... Well, the afterlife is basically...
Wind and ghosts.
Yeah. You're basically turned into recycled into dust that is vacuumed up again with the next bag. There is no afterlife.
Wrong. I thought the afterlife was when you got home from work.
No. That's worktology. I'm talking about the cult of the great powerful vacuum cleaner.
Is different.
Right. Actually, our maid who art in heaven, that's actually how we pray.
Speaking of the afterlife, we're ready to go. It's our next song called Man Devils.
Oh, you got a ready to go with that?
No, we're not. We can wait if you want.
No, actually, I'd like to play. We always have time for you guys to perform for my amusement.
I just thought it was a good segue.
It was good. Speaking of afterlife,
yeah, we're talking about the afterlife.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Play his next song.
So the man
band.
It's
not the only level it's on, you know.
I'm creating you guys as the Pope. You're the Pope now. Who goes to heaven? Who goes to hell?
All right.
You're not going to tell me who goes to heaven, who goes to hell? I want to know the answer to this fucking question.
Like, I think you're going to heaven, Ross.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just Ross, though.
No, just me. I want to be there alone.
Yeah, that's just it.
Right. It's going to be me and...
But the twist will be that it'll be your own personal hell because it'll just be you there.
No. There'll be the island of misfit toys. And my own personal heaven, it will be a Walkman that plays nothing but samples.
You know what? Let's, here, I'm going to give the mic over to these people. They have something to say, don't you think?
What?
No,
No, I think you guys have something to say. I think which track, by the way?
It'll be the last one on there.
Five. Ladies and gentlemen, they are going to perform Man Devils.
Man Devils.
A song by the Man Band. And when we return, you know, with stuff, it will continue. I'm really just ad-libbing while I wait for Manowar to get over here and grab this fucking microphone out of my hand.
Excellent. I have done it. You totally dropped the F-bomb. This is a little song about, it's kind of an improv piece, more or less, about what the afterlife's like. And we are so ready.
Check. This so is like the way we go.
So, like, you ever think about what it's like if we were in hell?
Yes.
Like, what if we were there? That would suck, huh?
We would. No.
No? What do you mean? Why don't you tell me?
We would rule hell.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Like this. I'm a devil man, devil, disheveled devil from the seventh level of hell, propelling pros. Pistol with my fistol with a fistful of funk. I'll take a dump on a demon just for being a punk, baby. Temperatures rising by the rising in hell. Smell the heat from the sheets when I fart out my tail. Tell me your sin, sister, as I put my pole in her. Your penance is my penis, the meanest folk, your misdemeanor.
I spit with hellfire, suck your soul like a vampire. On another level, yo, this devil rules a vampire. But it's just kinda whack, cause I can't even get a cold pass. All my time spent torturing, tormenting, and signing contracts. All I really wanna do is bang some skanks and relax. But now it seems like that's just way too much to ask. So next time I see you cats out, I better get a pound, cause like Chief Rocker would truly niggity lords of the underground.
Now you're slowly going down to the seventh level of hell.
You're descending.
When we're poking you with our
pitchforks. The floor is hot lava.
Yes.
This is for the liars, the cheaters, the sinners, the stealers, the hookers, the pimps, and my local drug dealers, the crooks, the jealous, the greedy, the envious, the muggers, the murderers.
I'll see you all in hell.
The cheaters, the sinners, the stealers, the hookers, the pimps, and my local drug dealers, the crooks, the jealous,
the greedy,
the envious, the muggers, the murderers.
Man devil.
I spit brimstone from my throne and some fire too, so get ready to do whatever I tell you to do. I know it's hot, we discussed it. You all sweaty and disgusted. You in hell, what do you expect?
The thermostat's busted.
Shit out of luck, kid. Man devils don't care if you got clean underwear, so don't whine a bitch or you get poked with this bitch fork. Don't bother me too, I got some tormentor to do. Real suicide girls to screw, they love the man devil crew.
I'm evil reincarnate upon a hypnotic, sonically hooked on my phonic. From the ebonics, bubonic, cunning linguist. Distinguished devil with the disposition for any position. While I'm tickling the tits to the tempo. For eternity, I'm burning the sinner, sipping the soul. Searching for a fertile virgin's holder, hold my bankroll. So know that you're seen by more than a human being. By my demon, the sleaze, and my funk fiend. We all right in here? What the fuck? Let's get a round of golf claps going. How about that? Yeah, just a golf clap. Like we just hit like a nice shot. Thank you.
This
babe.
Is for the liars, the cheaters, the sinners, the stealers, the hookers, the pimps, and my local drug dealers, the crooks, the jealous, the greedy, the envious, the muggers, the murderers.
I'll see you all
this
in
is
hell.
For the liars, the cheaters, the sinners, the stealers, the hookers, the pimps, and my local drug dealers, the crooks, the jealous,
the greedy, the envious, the muggers, the murderers. Man devil. Now we're going to have an after the scratch out again as usual. Well, we're done with our rapping. Thank you very much, ladies. We keep a harem of ladies to hear us rap about devils. I have man titties. I call them beer boobs. Virtual panties. Throw your virtual panties.
Virtual panties.
They won't hurt anybody. .com. Well, that song's done, ladies.
Excellent.
And gentlemen, I see you clapping there too, young man.
We need constant positive reinforcement. That's all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, we're good.
your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hits. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You gotta try to bag with.
Spaceman blower.
Oh maggot, he's a modern day vegan. Turfing out your pockets like a Christian burns a pagan.
Dripping with charm, style of panache.
He'll leave you sore like a venereal rash. They tried to catch him, he says,
time to dash.
He always leaves a path, you have a wallet full of cash. He's a bastard, but he's always looking flash. With his shoes like Dick Turpin, across his waist he wears a sash.
Sporting so bad with a pocket watch too. The tallest member of the goldy looking crew.
Watch out if he's there when you're pissed. He learned his science from my man Oliver Twist. Of his crimes, we tried to compile a list. Selling sexy DVDs of a willy being kissed.
Stealing pensions on the old and infirm.
Made a fortune selling doctors fake sperm. But Charles Dickens has a lesson to be learned. Beware the maggot, cause a worm has turned.
All the youth shall witness a day that Babylon shall fall.
Just like Jack the Ripper, he'll do you up a kipper. He's like a highwayman holding up a newborn nipper. He's smarter than Sherlock Holmes, or like EV's Taggart.
I'm dapper and refined and they call me the maggot.
Turn your back in your pocket, he will pick. It's like your talents are fucking deadly and quick.
Like a chameleon, I'm the master thief.
Using a disguise, dressed like Penelope Keith.
You got to smoke a reefer or two. You got to smoke a reefer or two. You got to smoke a reefer or two.
I'm the master thief.
You got to smoke a reefer or two.
I steal money and hide it in my rectal hole to take your belongings. In my ultimate goal, I take your china, your silver and your soul. By darkness and night, I shimmy up the drain point. The maggot, that's who I am. Don't ever trust me, always doing a scam. I punched a woman and stole the baby and the pram. I even sliced my penis up and sold it as ham.
Gold chains and watches, maggots got plenty. He pinched them from ladies and upset the gentry.
Like Sherlock Holmes, bumming Watson, it's elementary.
He's the modern day menace of the 19th century. A gentleman thief, a scholar and a rogue.
Doing the locomotion like Kylie Minogue.
He's got the strength of 10 like a maniac.
And I'm also identified as Springy O'Jack.
Oh, here he comes. Watch out, boy, he'll rip you off. Oh, here he comes. He's a money-grabbing bastard from New York.
I'm Maggot with the GLC. Big shout out all the valleys. Three Dick Turbines and a Ring Stinger. Big up the Dippin' Arn. Murphy Connection. Postman Pop. Big shout out to Postman Pop. Fat Mark, running the bar. Always sorts it. Big up Aberdeenish Hotel. Big up Font of Fife crew, also the West End Abercar. I did a wheelie on a penny farthing. Big wheel up, big wheel up. All the bus routes, X15, 53.
And I'm just looking at your garb. You've been on too many catalog sprees. Vivid granny, fire curtain designs. You're hurting my eyes. You really should revise your dress sense before you walk on by. I'm kind of messed up in this disco inferno. Baggy jeans and a tight top, lemonade and burno. I'm sticking out like a sore thumb, but I ain't concerned, oh no. Uh-oh, oh, oh, oh.
Trust me, you're the minga. Who's she? Who's her? The boss was approaching me cause I was dressed really inappropriately. No hoods, no hats, no this, no that. It's bro. Uh-oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
And that, and that's going to continue the conclusion of Theme Party tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a special thanks to everyone for shutting the fuck up while I'm on the air. Thank you. Yeah, that's how we do it. Thank you so much, Manly. Yeah. All right, so here's how we're going to do this. I believe the Man Band has some things they want to say to some people.
Hello.
I'm going to let them do it.
I want to say hello to everybody, all the people in Auburn, Alabama. Thank you for listening. And in Atlanta and Seattle and New York.
Word.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I was going to bring a CD with Les Poissons Rouges. They're friends of mine from New Orleans, and they're good. I was going to plug them, but I didn't bring the CD. Yeah, it means the Purple Rose. But go check them out.
Well, shit.
They're one of our top eight.
Huh? I'll play
yeah, it's
on
all
next
rock
show.
Country.
Remind
it's
me, I'll
badass.
Play on next week's show. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring it on, and then, yeah. Word. Okay, I'm done. Bye.
Man Optimus.
Talk Driver. I will say what's up to them Club Venom Fools. Yeah, I'm Mr. B Moore, 187, and Zest One, and my beautiful girlfriend Janessa. Hello. Scratch, scratch. All right.
It's not you, asshole.
We're gonna get back to doing that music stuff that we do, that we like. Say word.
Word. Manowar, anything to say?
I don't got much to say.
Well, guys, I really, it was awesome that you were here. I feel like my life
is... We appreciate it.
I'm different now than I was before. Better, I think, than I was before. You're welcome, by the way. Next week will be an all-new episode of Theme Party with things that I don't even know yet because I haven't even given it a single thought, but I guarantee you it's going to be a good episode because at least I'm going to be here, and hopefully some of my wonderful friends will be here as well.
I'll be here again.
Yay. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, the Man Band is always welcome to just drop
we
by whenever.
We love you, Raw.
Thank you, and we love you back.
We'll come by and test new material.
Yeah, oh, shit, yes.
Man-terial.
are you going to bring a manifesto?
That was the name of our EP. Our first EP, The Manifesto.
That's right.
Man Diego.
Yes. Join our mailing list.
Manticruz.
If you enjoyed... if you
Santa
enjoyed...
Manica?
Manchester.
Manta. Yeah, Manta Barbara.
Manta
Barbara. Manitoba.
Man Diego.
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Manlanta.
I'm just saying there is.
Right. Are you gonna go to Montana for your vacation?
How
been there. It's beautiful.
Man Antonio.
Man Antonio.
And it's also very necessary to visit Los Angeles.
Yeah. Exactly. Man Francisco.
Pasadena.
Pasadena. It's a beautiful place. Kind of boring.
Paps is on sale at the grocery store, $9.99 for 18 pack. In the glass. It's great.
Well, on that note, if you enjoyed the incredible professionalism of Theme Party, then I wholeheartedly suggest that you join our mailing list, which is themeparty@gmail.com. Go to our MySpace account, myspace.com/themepartyradio. You can, of course, update yourself to the latest man puns by going to the Man Band's MySpace profile, myspace.com/themanband. Or actually just Man Band, no the. How about the Green Mantern?
I haven't heard that one.
Yes, thank you.
New Broly.
Oh, I got one. Spider-Man. Yeah. Damn, I suck.
Oh, wait a minute.
Superman.
We're actually throwing a main dude bro party tomorrow.
Really? Where?
It's at our house. It's free, but for girls, it's $5. Unless you show up with a man, and it's $3.
Woman?
And if you show up with like a small boy, it's $3. We're making tapes.
Right.
Wonder Woman!
Okay. Okay, well, that's it. Theme Party is now coming to a fast declining close. I have to... Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's like watching an SUV slam into a school bus full of man children.
That's not even a real city.
Which city?
Manta Cruz. I say Manta Cruz.
Manta Cruz, yeah. Did you say Manskico?
Did I say Manscape?
Right.
Hey, every time my voice cracks, you gotta take a shot.
Hey, what about the Dominican Republic?
Yeah. Hold on, don't stop now.
Right, right.
Michael Mandan.
Ooh. Michael Mandonald.
Touched by an angel.
Oh, good times.
Mantwerp.
The Los Angeles Manaheim.
Right.
Manaheim.
No, the Los Angeles Mangels of Manaheim, I believe is how the actual name goes. Oh, my Lord.
Mana Kornikova.
That's right. Hey, do you guys have...
Is your favorite movie Manaconda?
Is your favorite Greek myth the Manticore?
My favorite race driver is Mario Mandretti.
Oh, good times.
Do you like to wear mandals?
Mandroid.
Do you have manpris? I know I do. You know what?
Right, bye, bye, World Wide Web.
Yeah. This song goes out to the
man. Bye, world.
This song goes out to the man. Bandits, our final song of the night. Go, drink,
see
have
world.
Fun. I'll be at the shortstop.
Then